Hi, this is Dr. John Day. Welcome to podcast number 199 of the Longevity Plan. 6 reasons why you must eat nuts every day. Could a handful of nuts every day be the secret to a long and healthy life? In this podcast, I'm going to share 6 reasons why your health depends on a daily serving of nuts based on the most recent research. But before we do that, I thought I'd just back up a little bit and bring you up to speed of where I've been, at least in my life, with nuts. So, nuts for me. Growing up, nuts were never part of my daily diet. Like any child, I would have an occasional peanut butter and jam sandwich, but that was about it. Now, I realize that peanuts aren't technically a nut. However, in the study we're going to review in this podcast, and in just about every other medical study, the peanut, yes, the lowly peanut, is 100% equal to the nut from a nutritional standpoint. Of course, if you buy the typical processed peanut butter from the grocery store, which is loaded with added sugar and added oil, then you're probably going to undo most of the health benefits, basically from all the sugar and oil. It wasn't until I lost my health in my early 40s that I started eating nuts. Today, I could never imagine a day without nuts. Even when I travel, I always pack some with me. I especially love my daily serving of almonds and walnuts. I must confess, yes, I still also love my peanut butter. The only difference now is that I only eat the natural type. And the way I define natural type is no added sugar, no added oil. There are lots of peanut butters that say they're natural, but they still slip in some sugar and slip in some oil. So, if you really want to go natural with peanut butter, no added sugar, no added oil. Currently, my favorite is the crunchy natural peanut butter with added flax and chia seeds from Trader Joe's. 6 reasons why you must eat nuts every day. If the great taste of nuts isn't enough to convince you to start a daily nut habit, here are 6 reasons why you must eat nuts every day based on a study that just came out. In the study, researchers from the Norwegian University of Science and Technology pooled the results of 29 other medical studies, and this involved 819,448 people, almost a million, based on reviewing the medical records of nearly 1 million people in this study. Here are the 6 things you can expect. So 6 things you can expect if you can eat at least a handful of nuts every day. Just a handful. And handful isn't your whole hand. It's just the center of your palm. It's really not that much. For peanut lovers out there like me, these researchers also came to the same conclusion when they analyzed the health effects of peanuts in these same people. So, here are the 6 things that nuts will do for you based on the study of nearly a million people. Number 1, it lowers your risk of heart disease by 29%. That's huge. Number 2, it reduces your chances of dying prematurely by 22%. Number 3, it drops your cancer risk by 15%. Number 4, it lowers your chances of ever developing a breathing problem by 52%. It reduces your diabetes risk by 39%. And lastly, number 6, it drops your chances of developing an infection by a whopping 75%. If there was a drug that could do all of these things without any side effects, there would be a mandate that everybody must take it. Sadly, less than 1 in 4 Americans, so less than 1 in 4 Americans can even get around to eating nuts every other day, let alone every day. So basically, very, very, very few people in the U.S. have a serving of nuts every day. And this is all according to research from the American Heart Association. Well, can you believe the results of the study? Are they reliable? Are the data convincing enough to eat a handful of nuts every day for the rest of your life? Now, I realize that changing up your diet based on the latest research can sometimes be frustrating. It seems like study results are always flip-flopping. In this case, the health benefits of nuts are extremely convincing. When 29 studies involving nearly 1 million people all come to the same conclusion, you can feel pretty confident about the results. Other benefits of nuts. In addition to the 6 benefits that we've already discussed from the study, there are many other reasons to eat nuts every day. Below, I'm going to go through 6 of them. Number 1, weight loss. In the 1980s, People trying to lose weight were told to avoid nuts because they were so high in fat and calories. These 1980 recommendations came despite the fact that medical studies have never shown that nuts cause weight gain. In fact, quite the opposite is true. Indeed, many studies now show that nut eaters lose weight. There are several ways that nuts may help with weight loss. The first is that all of the protein, all of the fiber in a nut fills you up, so you're less likely to eat sugar or processed carbohydrates. And as you know from listening to this podcast, sugar and processed carbohydrates are really the scourge of our modern diet and the main cause of obesity and diabetes and all the other problems. Second, the body has a hard time using all of the calories in a nut, so you get some free calories. It can't digest, it can't break down all the fragments. Lastly, nuts may increase your metabolism, so you burn more calories even at rest. And that's just because nuts require a lot of digestive horsepower to completely digest it. Well, how well do nuts fare when put to the test in medical studies? A recent study showed that almond-eating dieters were able to lose 65% more weight. That's 65% more weight than their non-almond-eating dieting counterparts. So incorporating nuts for anyone who's trying to lose weight, even if you're not trying to lose weight, you still should incorporate nuts, can help you keep at a healthy weight. Number two, lowers cholesterol. When it comes to cholesterol, it's a similar story. Studies consistently show that nuts drop your bad cholesterol, that's the LDL, raise your good cholesterol, that's HDL, and lower your triglycerides. For anyone with bad cholesterol numbers, nuts are a perfect daily food choice. Number three, high in fiber. Getting enough fiber in your diet has long been recognized as one of the key factors to a long and healthy life free of heart disease and cancer. To maximize the fiber in your diet, nuts are an excellent choice. To illustrate this point, just one handful of almonds packs 4 grams of fiber, or 14% of the fiber that's recommended for the entire day. High in antioxidants, including vitamin E. Number four, antioxidants are molecules that protect your body from breaking down. It's also called aging or rusting. In addition to the high antioxidant content of vegetables and fruit, nuts are also sky high in antioxidants. Number five, they may be high in omega-3 fats. For a long and healthy life, you simply can't get enough omega-3 fats from natural food sources. Nuts, as well as seeds, are a great way to get the plant-based form of omega-3 fats. For example, a single serving of walnut, a single serving of chia seeds, a single serving of flax seeds will basically give you about 100% of the omega-3s your body needs for the day, so it doesn't take much. Number five, high in magnesium. Magnesium is one of those minerals that seems to help with everything. You name it. Arrhythmias, that's my line of work, high blood pressure, insomnia, muscle cramps, DNA repair, bone formation, anxiety, depression, constipation, etc. I could go on and on. All of these conditions may improve with more magnesium in the diet. The sad thing is that half of all Americans are low in magnesium. This is because most people don't eat enough foods high in magnesium. To keep your magnesium tanks full, nuts, peanuts, and seeds are all great food choices. Number six, lowers blood pressure. In a review of 21 studies involving thousands of patients, researchers writing in the American Journal of Clinical Nutrition have clearly shown that nut eaters run lower blood pressures. While the amount of blood pressure reduction from nuts alone isn't enough to get you off your blood pressure medications, at least it gets your blood pressure moving in the right direction. If you're committed to lowering your blood pressure naturally, then eating nuts in combination with the other 10 steps that I've covered in a previous podcast on 10 ways to naturally lower blood pressure, if you can do all that, you're going to probably get there. So is there a downside to nuts? With all the health benefits of nuts, you may be thinking, what's the catch? Fortunately, unless you have an allergy to nuts, an allergy to peanuts, or a seed allergy, I really can see no downside to eating them every day. Some of my patients with diverticular disease of their colon have shared with me that their other physicians have told them to never eat nuts, never eat peanuts, never eat seeds. This is because doctors used to be concerned that perhaps an undigested piece of a nut or whatever could get stuck in the colon of someone with diverticulosis, which are these little outpouchings in the colon. And that's mainly something that is due to physical inactivity and not eating enough fiber. You really don't see diverticulosis in developing countries where people are eating more plants, they're more physically active. So that's just a little side note. While the prevailing wisdom of the past was that people with diverticular disease shouldn't eat nuts, peanuts, or seeds, modern medical studies show that this way of thinking was just a myth based on absolutely zero research. So if your physician's told you not to eat nuts, peanuts, or seeds because of this reason, then I'd suggest sharing with them this study. And I've got links to all the studies I talk about on this podcast and everything else on my blog. It's blog number 199, thelongevityplan.com or drjohnday.com. So unless your physician has told you you can't eat them and you've reviewed all the research and it's still not enough for your physician, then maybe that's a reason why you may not want to eat them. But for the other 99% of the people, nuts are an excellent food choice. Are seeds just as good as nuts? Nutritionally, seeds perform just as well as nuts. They are also high in protein, fiber, healthy fats, and many other vitamins and minerals. Personally, I eat seeds every day. My favorite are chia seeds, flax seeds, sesame seeds, pumpkin seeds, hemp seeds, and sunflower seeds. And on a typical day, I'll eat probably at least three different types of these seeds on a daily basis. This study's wake-up call. The authors of the study conclude that 4.4 million people die prematurely every year because they don't eat nuts. Wow, a simple fix. Just start eating nuts and 4.4 million people will live longer. Given how cheap and delicious nuts are, there really is no excuse not to eat nuts every day, unless, of course, you have a food allergy. Take-home message. With all the tasty nuts, peanuts, or seeds available, everyone can find something they like to eat every day. As long as you're not covering them with added sugar or oil, it really doesn't matter how you eat them. From a nutritional standpoint, it's hard to find something that performs better than nuts, peanuts, or seeds. So my question to you is, do you eat nuts every day? I'd love to hear from you, your thoughts, experiences, and questions. Go on to my website, drjohnday.com or thelongevityplan.com. Find blog number 199. Scroll down to the bottom. Join in on the conversation. And if there are any questions posted, I'll do my best to answer them as quickly as possible. Finally, if you like this article, please be sure to sign up for my free weekly newsletter and podcast. Tell a friend, leave me a review. That's how other people can find this great resource as well. So until next time, keep living better.
Thank you for listening to the Dr. John Day Show. Now is the time for you to live better. Go to drjohnday.com to sign up for Dr. Day's newsletter, daily success tools, and more. It's never too late to change.